Appendix C. Other articles on demonic abortion. Abortion, the Devil's Masterpiece. A few weeks ago, I visited Leroy Carhart's partial birth abortion mill in Omaha, Nebraska, and beheld for a few uncomfortable moments a totally repulsive center of human wickedness. Just looking at the dilapidated former car repair garage turned into a baby-killing factory and the squalor of the entire surrounding area, I could not help but notice that the evil of abortion degrades everything that it touches. Abortion is not only a social plague, it is also the spiritual negation of God's entire plan for man's happiness and eternal welfare. Whenever God says yes to life and fertility, the devil yells a resounding no. Abortion's spiritual power is its perfect violation of all the commandments. First of all, most abortions are the result of sins against the sixth or ninth commandments: adultery, fornication, and lust. Abortion is certainly a sin against the fifth commandment, prohibiting murder. Likewise, it violates the third commandment because the vast majority of babies are killed on abortion's heaviest business days, Saturdays, the Sabbath. Abortion is also a reversal of the fourth commandment, where father and mother dishonor the child in the most heinous way, and in doing so, curse the holiness of God, the second commandment, which is manifested in the only creature made in his image and likeness. As a false religion, abortion is a violation of the first commandment forbidding the worship of any other gods but the Lord, and this religion is undoubtedly fed through a highly sophisticated system of falsehoods and deceits, eighth commandment, which lead women into the abortion chambers. Furthermore, abortion literally steals, seventh commandment, both our personal and national futures by depriving us of children. Anyone concerned with the present immigration issue should remember that the presence of more than 40 million Hispanic immigrants in this country tracks the destruction of 47 million of our own children by abortion since the Roe death decision. The saying, "Nature abhors a vacuum," is as true in demographics as it is in physics. Finally, the 10th commandment, coveting our neighbor's goods, is about the capital sin of greed, the very thing that drives so many of the abortionists to do the killing work. Abortionists often claim to hate abortion, but they love the money behind it. Abortion is like a huge spiritual vortex of sin, pulling people into it, and even the church can be compromised by this evil too. Most of the sins listed above are sins of commission, but the church's sins are generally sins of omission, which abortion inspires. The terrible silence of the clergy on this topic, heretical Catholic politicians who are never disciplined by bishops, the easy justification of abortion by Catholic educators, the moral compromise by Catholic medical personnel on abortifacient contraception and sterilization, etc. I am sure the devil just laughs and pats himself on the back when he sees the church that has the spiritual power to undo all his work and all his empty promises, sitting back and pretending that abortion is a non-issue. All of this is to point out that abortion is a spiritual power that negates God's plan for love, life, and the family. It not only destroys bodies, but destroys souls, which, from the point of view of eternity, represents the devil's greatest masterpiece of evil. The, quote, sacrament, unquote, of abortion. The standard Catholic description of a real sacrament is that it is an efficacious sign instituted by Christ to give grace. The sign is whatever the particular sacrament is meant to convey. Baptism, cleansing from sin. Eucharist, union with Christ. Penance, forgiveness of sins, etc. Efficacious means that it actually produces the effect it signifies, and it gives grace a sort of conduit of divine life into our souls. A Catholic sacrament is holy in itself and does not need a holy person to administer it. And on the basis of the sacrament's innate holiness, the children of the church are sanctified and in turn sanctify the world in which we live. The demonic sacrament of abortion has the same characteristics of a real sacrament, except that it reverses any concept of holiness and perverts its meaning. This is because the devil always mimics God's plan to communicate his life to us and does everything he can to draw us away from that life. In this case, abortion is a sign that points to death. It is efficacious in that it brings death through bodily destruction. It destroys grace in that each act of abortion is a mortal sin that seduces and corrupts all of those who take part in it. Furthermore, abortionists, witches, and Satanists put their faith in the sacrament of abortion. Don't take my word for it. In a 1999 LifeSite interview, retired abortionist Patricia Baird Window, a self-professed Wiccan witch, actually said, "Abortion is a major blessing and a sacrament in the hands of women. At the very crucible of the sacrament of abortion work is that some women have an abortion out of love for the baby, some out of love for the children they already have and are having a hard time feeding. Rarely am I shocked by what abortion apologists say, but this perverse logic leaves me utterly speechless. It shouldn't surprise me, though. Ms. Baird Windle claims responsibility for 65,000 abortions in the three death centers that she owned. There's more. An Episcopal priestess, Carter Hayward, said, "Abortion would be a sacrament if women were in charge. Abortion should be a sacrament even today. I suspect that for many women today and for their spouses, lovers, families, and communities, abortion is celebrated as such, an occasion of deep and serious and sacred meaning. No comment is really necessary here. Let us never pretend that abortion is just a social or political phenomenon that has to be voted out of office to be defeated. We must do everything we can to restore legal protection to our most innocent citizens. But our battle against the devil will not be won at the polls. It will be won on our knees before the Lord and on our feet before the centers of death. More than ever, we need men and women of tested holiness who are willing to fight the spiritual battle for the lives of God's precious babies and the souls of their mothers and fathers. Even abortionists like Baird Windle are caught up in a demonic religion which can be challenged and defeated by those of us who belong to the true Church of Christ, the only spiritual power strong enough to defeat the sacrament of abortion."